From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. At least 12 people are dead. 31 others are wounded. A suspected gunman is reported to be dead following a shooting incident at Fort Hood Army Post in Texas today. Military officials say two other individuals are in custody following the shootings. At this point, details are still coming in. NPR Scott Horsley is with me now. Scott, what's the latest information you're getting from law enforcement and military officials on this mass shooting?
Jack, what we're told is that the shooting began about 1:30 this afternoon, and before the guns fell silent, as you say, at least 12 people were killed, dozens of others wounded. One gunman has been identified as among the dead. He's a U.S. Army major, and law enforcement officials have identified him as Malik Nadal Hassan. There were witnesses to the shooting who said there was more than one gunman, and two other soldiers who are suspects in the attack are also being held.
So we have any information, Scott, at this point on weapons involved or a possible motive for this?
No, nothing about motive. We do know from the commanding general at the Fort Hood that Major Hassan had two handguns with him. Securing the base was, of course, their first priority, and we're also told that there was heightened security at other military bases around the country. For a time, Fort Hood was on lockdown.
NPR Scott Horsley, thanks for joining us, Scott. President Obama today called the shootings at Fort Hood a horrific outburst of violence. The president made his comments after he delivered closing remarks at a White House Tribal Nations conference being held at the Department of Interior. Mr. Obama said his thoughts are with those affected by the shootings.
My immediate thoughts and prayers are with the wounded and with the families of the fallen and with those who live and serve at Fort Hood.
The president called it horrifying that U.S. troops would come under fire at a base on American soil. On Capitol Hill today, hundreds of anti-abortion protesters rallied outside House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office. Several were arrested by Capitol Police. More from NPR's Andrea Seabrook.
Protesters took over the hallway outside Speaker Pelosi's office. A few planted themselves in the middle of the hallway and began ripping up copies of the House Democrats' health care bill, throwing paper all over the floor. Demonstrators say under this plan, taxpayer money would be spent to fund abortions through insurance plans. A Catholic priest lay down in front of Pelosi's door and refused to move. Capitol Police officers arrested him and others. This woman, in handcuffs, was pulled from the scene.
Killing babies! This bill is killing unborn!
A few pro-health reform demonstrators wore hospital gowns and signs that read "Health Care for All." Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rallied up 203 points to end the session at 10,005. The Nasdaq gained 49 points. The S&P 500 rose 20 points today. This is NPR. Lawmakers in Washington have finalized a bill that would add another 14 to 20 weeks of benefits for people who have lost their jobs and sent it on to President Obama for his signature. The $24 billion bill, which cleared the Senate last night, was approved by the House today on a 403 to 12 vote. The bill would also extend an $8,000 tax credit for first-time home buyers and would include a $6,500 credit for some would-be move-up buyers who already own a home. The World Health Organization says if you have respiratory symptoms right now, there is a higher than normal chance it is the flu. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
In the thick of a normal flu season, flu accounts for about 20 to 30% of coughs, sniffles, fevers, and other respiratory miseries that people suffer. But the WHO's Dr. Keiji Fukuda says this year, sampling of nasal swabs from people with these symptoms are turning up a higher proportion of flu.
Right now in the United States, they're seeing that over 40% of them are positive. In some of the other countries, up to about 70% of them are positive.
These are minimums. Many people with flu test negative because the samples are mishandled, or they're taken after someone has mostly recovered from the flu, so the virus isn't there anymore. The new H1N1 virus has also pushed the U.S. flu season way up on the calendar. A year ago at this point, only 2% of samples tested positive for flu. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Recapping today's top story, at least 12 people are dead, 31 others wounded, and a suspected gunman is reported to have been killed following a shooting incident at the Fort Hood Army Post in Texas today. Military officials say two other individuals are in custody. Fort Hood is home to some 50,000 U.S. troops. It's one of the biggest U.S. bases in the country. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.